This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we'll talk to the great Dan Wetzel, one of the great columnists covering sports, actually reporting on sports, reporting on the Michigan situation. And will something happen today? I was told on Monday something might be happening on Wednesday, but that's Michigan getting back to the NCAA and the Big Ten. I don't know if anything happens by the end of this week, but we'll talk to Dan Wetzel about what could and will happen with Michigan football this year. Also, could Bill Belichick be fired before the end of the season? We'll talk about that coming up. New poll question coming up as well, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our streaming partners, download the app if you haven't done so. If you would like to know what Fritzy looks like, you have the opportunity to do so. There is, you know, that rap albums when they first came out, and then there would be a disclaimer on there. We need to put that on Peacock. There's a disclaimer that when you get ready to watch the show, you're going to see Fritzy, but be prepared.
I hope it's not disappointing. I hope it's, oh, cool, or, oh, really?
Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive. And I thought, okay, maybe it's Usher. Usher seems to be a hot commodity right now. And if you watch any of those videos and the women who show up at Usher's concerts, they would agree. So when Paulie goes, guess who the sexiest man alive is? And I go, okay, how about Travis Kelce? And then Paulie goes, close. And I said, Jason Kelce, his brother? He's in the mix. He's a finalist for sexiest man alive. And I go, okay, well, who is sexier than Travis Kelce's brother? Well, of course, it's Patrick Dempsey. And I went, Patrick Dempsey? Where's he been the last 15 years? Did he get killed off in Grey's Anatomy?
He was on Grey's Anatomy, one of the stars of it, the star of it, from 2005 to 2021. But that show was kind of hot from 2005 to 2010. Mm-hmm. You would think he would have gotten it then.
Yeah.
Is this like...
Well, he was McDreamy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Was this like Paul Newman getting it for The Color of Money, like emeritus?
I don't know.
Lifetime Sexiest Man Achievement Award? Why don't you just give it to Tom Selleck?
Yeah, but I don't understand this with Patrick Dempsey. I mean, not to get too deep into this and not to be anti-Patrick Dempsey. He's been on the show a couple of times, but...
He's a good-looking, he's a handsome fellow.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are good-looking. Hello? But that doesn't mean that they're going to end up as the sexiest man alive.
He's got great hair.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just saying, he's got great hair.
Who are you describing? Me or Patrick Dempsey?
Okay, fair.
All right, fair. Yes, Marvin.
He's got piercing blue eyes.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Hello? Yes, Paul?
Do you think it's one of those things like he's aging gracefully, he looks fantastic in his 50s, like a George Clooney, like you said, a career achievement award?
But if you're trying to sell magazines, are you selling magazines with somebody who is not relevant now?
Whoa. Easy. Whoa. This now you're sounding bitter.
It's personal now.
Now it's personal.
It does. It is. It is.
You're better than that.
No, I'm not. No, I'm very petty. Yes.
Fair.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
Do you really have to call it Sexiest Man Alive? Is there a dead version coming up next month?
Fair.
Like that?
That's fair.
The
fair.
Sexiest Man, I think, is fine.
All right. Fair enough. Some of the past winners there, Paulie.
The past few years, Chris Evans, the actor. Paul Rudd in 2021.
All right.
Funny and good looking. Michael B. Jordan, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Idris Elba. Mm-hmm. Blake Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they're all kind of in the midst of their careers. Not like Patrick Dempsey's done, but he had left.
He deserved it years ago.
So it's an oversight.
Yeah. But I don't think we need to have a correction.
You know what? 2021 was probably his year if that was his last one on Grey's Anatomy, and somehow Paul Rudd snuck in there. That was the year of I Like His Personality.
And women like sense of humor, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like laughing.
I mean, not everybody has to be great looking. You can have just a great personality and a great voice.
Thank you.
And great hair and piercing blue
somehow
eyes.
Somehow underappreciated.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a trend, though. A lot of these guys win it after 40. McConaughey, George Clooney. I think Matt Damon was 40.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, he was over 40 when he won it.
Yeah. All right. Do people still buy People magazine?
Besides you?
I buy...
You are so bitter right now. You are such... Why are you taking this so personally?
I don't know. Could they have given it to me when I did SportsCenter?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, could, yes. Should.
Yes.
Is the better question.
You were almost going to cancel your subscription 10 years ago.
I was. And to Us Weekly. Yes. Yes, Marvin.
I'm looking back at past winners. In 1992, you may have been upset because Nick Nolte won Sexiest Man Alive. Not to be confused with Gary Busey.
Yeah, but I was just kind of starting out at SportsCenter, kind of hitting my peak. Around 95, 96, I thought, all right, you know.
Okay, well, when did you leave SportsCenter?
Oh, SportsCenter left me.
Okay, when did SportsCenter leave you?
Dan, in 95, you've been up against Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay.
In 96, you're up against prime Denzel Washington, which you want no part of.
Yeah, you're right.
Who does?
Yeah.
Yes. Clooney's a two-time winner, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
But they would have had the perfect cover for you. En Fuego, sexy talking hairdo, whatever. They're just perfect for you.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. So People Magazine, congratulations, Patrick Dempsey, Sexiest Man Alive. Yes.
That leads right into our hour two poll question, Dan. Okay. Would you rather be named People's Sexiest Man Alive, Times Person of the Year, or SI's Sports Person of the Year?
Okay.
Which of those three things would you rather?
All right, this is a Paulie special.
Now, if you win Times Person of the Year, you are probably very successful at something. Or it could be negative, Times Person of the Year, but probably you're accomplished at something. You may not be handsome, though. If you win SI's Sportsman of the Year, you could be a great coach, a great person in sports. You could have you'd be a great quarterback. Again, you may not be handsome. If you win Times People's Sexiest Man of the Year, you know you're good looking and probably successful.
Yeah, I think I would take, you know, as vapid as I am, I'd take the Sexiest Man Alive.
I respect you admitting it.
Yeah, yeah, Sexiest Man Alive. Would anybody go elsewhere? Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year or on the cover of Time Magazine is their Person of the Year? Everybody wants to be sexiest?
I don't know if I do.
Hmm. Yeah, but you had a run where you were good looking.
I was essentially.
Yeah.
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 I've lived that life already, just without the recognition, so.
You don't want to go back to the moon.
Now I'm just trying to figure out which one of these am I richest, okay. And then that's what I want to do.
Yeah, Seton was boy band hot. He was a young heartthrob. And then, well, if you have now Peacock, once again, you can see what's happened.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, a couple of bacon, eggs, and cheese later.
Too many.
Yes, Todd.
But what if you're a Time Person of the Year and it was specifically because you cured some disease, cancer, whatever? Wouldn't that be more special than, wow, look how hot that guy is on the cover? He's maybe hotter than anyone else walking the planet. I think I would go with the Time Magazine. If I'm doing something that for future generations forever, people don't have to suffer from a certain condition.
But if you look like you and you cure cancer.
Wow, that's a shot.
Does that get chicks?
You know what? I think I'm cute enough where I can be a fine with them. Even though I look just like Chris Felica and Paulie from Rocky, I think I'm handsome enough where it's not like, oh, really? That's a hard choice now.
So you cure cancer.
I didn't say I'm in the running for sexiest man alive, but I know you guys like to put me down. I don't know how much of it is a joke,
Here we go.
But I still feel very good about myself, no matter what happens here.
Come over here. Lie down on the couch here, Todd.
But regardless of what happens over these 3 hours, I walk out here feeling very good about myself.
But, you know, like, sometimes those years, like, if you're Time's Person of the Year, it's not always the person that cured cancer. Sometimes it's like, hey, Vladimir Putin.
All right.
Yes, like, so true. What, Todd, what if you're Person of the Year, but it's because you were so awful that year?
No, it'd have to be something good. I don't want to be like, hey, look at the greatest communist of all time or something like that. I want to have done something really special, like some kind of Nobel Prize winner or cured.
When the night shift starts, the nightmare begins. Boy, I know about that. Five Nights at Freddy's in theaters, streaming now on Peacock. Also, Dan's Deals, back. We hooked you up. Mother's Day, great products, and you get them for a great price. And we're going to do it for the holidays. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter, available at 6 Eastern every day. First access to the savings. And you sign up at danpatrick.com. Put your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. And if you bought my football book and you send it in, get postage so I can send it back, okay? Dylan and Picture Day Ray, sometimes you don't send in the postage, and then we don't want to send it back because you're not listening. If you put your return address, that's not return postage. Just letting you know that we've had some people send in. I'll sign all the books if you send them in. No problem with that. Just make sure you put in return postage, not your return address. You have to have that as well. Yes, Todd?
So to clarify, postage would be actual stamps.
Yes, that's what we're looking for.
Stamps.
Yeah. I think people are very proud they put their return address. I'm like, yeah, that's so I can send it back to you. We'll talk a little bit more about the Michigan story, NFL situation. Will Levis gets the start the rest of the year with the Titans. I like that. I like it. It's time to figure out what you have. You know what you have in Ryan Tannehill, but you got a rookie contract, and now you start to move forward. This is the only thing that I thought of when I heard that Will Levis was going to start the rest of the year. Let's say Bill Belichick doesn't come back to New England next year. Well, first on the list would be Mike Vrabel to be the next head coach of the Patriots. Not Belichick going to the Titans.
I thought that's where you're going.
No. There's no trade involved in that. I would think that he would be number one on the list for the Crafts to replace Bill Belichick. By the way, Ben Volen, he writes for the Boston Globe. He says, based on my conversations, I don't think it's 100% Belichick finishes out this season. These next two games before the bye week are huge, particularly the Germany game, which is practically the team's Super Bowl for the Crafts. If Belichick loses at home to the Commanders, which he did, then to the Colts, you come home from Germany, you're 2-8, and then Ben writes, I think there's a chance the Crafts could make the move in the bye week and install Gerard Mayo as the interim coach for the final seven games. Now, that's not a report, but it's being treated as a report. This would be like if Ben was on a radio show and said, hey, Ben, what do you think could happen with the Patriots? Okay, I'm going to give you a sense of what I'm hearing or what I feel. There's not reporting here. It's not like, hey, if they're 2-8 when they come back, I'm being told the Crafts will really strongly consider firing Bill Belichick. But we're going to pick this up as a report. This is what's dangerous about now, today, and how we report. What is real reporting? What is just conversation? What is speculation, rumor, innuendo? We have this going on in Michigan. Everybody's at the end of the story. You got to suspend a Harbaugh and Michigan can't play for a national title. All right, let's do process here. But, you know, here's Bill Belichick talking about his future.
Have you been given any assurances from ownership about your job status for the rest of the season?
Yeah, my focus is on getting ready for the Colts.
Do you personally believe that you could be coaching for your job this week against the Colts?
I'm going to control what I can control. I'm going to get ready for the Colts.
Those are tough questions. And you know what? The room gets even more silent when you ask those questions.
And he didn't answer them how you expected Bill Belichick to answer those, I think.
Wouldn't you just say, I'm coaching this team? Like, not, I'm just worried about the Colts.
I'm going to control what I can control.
Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
What?
Can you control Mac Jones? Like, what do you, what are you controlling right now? What you have controlled is out of control. And that's why this speculation. Now, I don't think Bill is going to be back with the Patriots next year. I don't have any information. That's just my opinion, reading the room here. It feels like we've gotten to the end of the road here. The end of the chapter with the Patriots. Whether it's the end of the road for Bill Belichick, I think surpassing Don Shula is important, whether he'd admit that or not. And maybe he takes over the Washington Commanders. Maybe. Mike Florio speculated about that. Yes, Marv.
In your career, have you ever seen a coach get unceremoniously fired?
Tom Landry. Now, Jerry Jones was going to bring in his own guy. It was just growing up, like Tom Landry represented something. He was a businessman. He was a coach. I mean, you know, there was so much respect, and all of a sudden they kicked him to the curb. And then you're going to bring in this brash Jimmy Johnson. Now, it turned out to be the right move. But I really felt bad for Tom Landry. Because once, when you're not the head coach, it's like, you know, when Wright Thompson, the brilliant writer, was writing about Joe Montana. Joe Montana, for decades, was the greatest quarterback of all time. And then Tom Brady happened. And now nobody says Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of all time. You lose that designation. And I don't know what that feels like for these guys. When you have it for such a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you don't. Yes, Mark.
Is that why Jordan did the last dance? Not to go to a different topic, but like now people don't consider you the greatest ever?
Oh, I think they still do.
Well,
I think it was a reminder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in Jordan's mind. I think it was just a reminder to anybody who was going to factor in LeBron James. Hey, LeBron just won a title. So look at the timing of all of this. This was calculated. You know, Jordan waited, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to green light this. He just wanted to let everybody know, a reminder, man, LeBron, he's good. He's not me. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to that Patriots, I'm going to air quote, report, it seems so unbelievable because if Robert Kraft firing Bill Belichick midseason would be unprecedented. A legend in midseason is a level of disrespect that not even Tom Landry suffered at the hands of Jerry Jones. That's why the story makes zero sense to me, because now Kraft will become the story. But wow, like how do you do that? Now, that it's the Patriot way to move on from people. They usually move on at the end of a season. Tom Landry was fired the day the sale was closed with the Cowboys. They had Jimmy Johnson was in town in Dallas having steak dinner with Jerry Jones 2 days before. It's like he was.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones was interviewed years later and said he didn't know how big of a deal.
Oh,
it was.
Oh, the backlash was unbelievable.
He said he gives himself an F for how he handled that. He should have handled it.
No, it was
much
horrible.
Better.
Horrible.
It was the right football decision.
Yes, it was. I don't know what Dallas was the previous three seasons record wise, but this would be unfair to Belichick. It'd be embarrassing to Belichick. It'd be disrespectful to Belichick. You know what? I would just say we'll assess the situation at the end of the year. But to fire him midseason, I can't see that happening. Yeah.
And what would that accomplish? The season's lost. I know you want to get a head start on the next season, get that new guy in to start building for 2024. But if the season's already over, it just seems much more harm than not to actually have a legend like that go in the middle of the year.
Yeah, because usually you open up the vacancy for candidates. But if you know that Mike Vrabel would be your guy, whether that's true or not, you don't have to fire Bill Belichick during the season. That'd be humble. He'd be humbled, humiliated to have him go out that way. And, and is the Patriot way still the Patriot way? Feels like the Patriot way was when Tom Brady was there. That certainly helped with the Patriot way. You don't hear that often. You know, that Patriot way. What is that way right now? Yes, Marvin.
It's like heat culture.
There's no heat culture, is there? There's more heat culture than it is, Patriot way. Yes, Pauline.
The Cowboys in 86 and 87 under Tom Landry were 7-9. In 1988, the Cowboys were 3-13. They went three straight years missing the playoffs, and then they replaced him with Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Tom Landry.
Yeah. Yes, Eden.
Why does it have to be one or the other? Like, can't it just be Brady and Belichick?
Can be. One's still there. We don't bring up Patriot Way anymore in the last 4 years. Just saying. Patriot Way. Certainly helped when you had Tom there. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
More phone calls coming up. Cooper Flagg is the number one college basketball recruit in America. Not being recruited anymore. He's going to Duke. He's only 16 years of age, but he is going into Duke to do a one and done. He'll join us coming up in the final hour of the program. He grew up in Maine, and then went down to Florida, Mount Verde, so he could play against great competition. And he is not shy. He doesn't back down, even doing scrimmages with Jason Tatum and some of the Celtics. So he'll join us in the final hour. Went to Rucker, played in Rucker Park. These kids never play outside anymore. That might have been the first time he's probably played a game outside. When we were growing up, we had to sneak into the gym. You had to play. You're always playing on asphalt. You had no chance of getting into a gym. We used to leave a window open just a little bit on Friday at school and then sneak in on Saturday to play in the gym. Yes, Paulie.
Possible Cooper Flagg nickname, Fritzy, the main event.
Ooh, okay. We can do that.
Oh, main like the state.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Bloop. All right. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist and New York Times bestselling author. He's been working on the Michigan situation. What do you think is going to happen today with Michigan, if anything?
I don't think anything will happen today. I think we'll go tomorrow, and it'll be down to what the Big Ten wants to do. Michigan's going to respond today to the Big Ten, and then I think the Big Ten will probably have a decision tomorrow or maybe Friday. Do they want to suspend Jim Harbaugh indefinitely? That is on the table until the end of the NCAA investigation. Do they want to just give him 2 games? 3 games would be the rest of the regular season. 2 games, or they could back off and not do anything. But it's a precarious spot for Harbaugh right now, considering what the Big Ten is sending out there as possible punishments.
Do you think there's a negotiation going on between Michigan and the NCAA and or Big Ten?
Well, there's absolutely a negotiation going on. I don't know whether they will reach any negotiation. We'll see how dug in everybody is. You know, it's hard to – we've never seen this, Dan. I mean, a commissioner suspending a head coach, let alone of a winning team in the middle of the season. I've been covering college athletics for, you know, a couple decades. I've never heard anything like this in this element. Not, you know, they went after the ref too hard or, you know, something like that. But while there's an investigation going on, and, you know, I think, look, what Connor Stallions did was clearly an attempt to violate the rules and to help Michigan. If the NCAA's now 3-week investigation had covered any ties or knowledge, proof that Jim Harbaugh knew or even up to like his coordinators knew, then Harbaugh should be fired immediately by Michigan. But that hasn't materialized. So to make this big of an aggressive move when an investigation's ongoing and it's not like, hey, there's a text message here saying, hey, Connor, you should go to the Central Michigan game. Oh, thanks, Coach Harbaugh. Should I wear the sunglasses? Yes, apps. You know, like if you got something like that, gone. But without that kind of any knowledge in it, it appears, you know, we'll see. Maybe they find something today, but they haven't found anything. This is an unprecedented move, and so unprecedented negotiations, and really no one knows what the Big Ten will do. But it is quite a precedent for the Big Ten to make a move on Jim Harbaugh in the middle of an investigation.
Yeah, I keep cautioning people, like, due process. Let's just let it play out. Everybody wants to get to the end of the story, suspend Harbaugh. Michigan can't play for a national championship. I want to know what is there. Like, we keep hearing that could have happened. You know, everything's on the periphery. I need to know exactly, okay, you got Jim Harbaugh in Michigan dead to rights. This guy acting on his own, did he share the information with a coordinator? Did that coordinator tell Jim Harbaugh? Is Jim Harbaugh sort of the way Patino was at Louisville? Hey, he didn't know about the hookers, but he should have known about the hookers.
Right.
I'm waiting for the there, Dan.
Well, there's a couple things here, and be clear, I'm not saying that Michigan just should escape penalty or they didn't violate the rules, but I think there is perspective that needs to happen. And two things. Nobody cared about sign stealing until 3 weeks ago. I mean, nobody cared about sign stealing. Yep. They steal their signs, each other's signs. They advance scout all the time. They just have their friends and other coaching staffs hand over their work. I mean, this is the whole scandal's like out of nowhere because of somebody investigated this and hoped the NCAA and the Big Ten would overreact. And we have overreacted. So we're going to see whether they still will overreact. But this is not the biggest scandal on earth. That said, it is something. What we have a lot of, and a lot of the way this story was framed, is anonymous coaches screaming that he should have known, he must have known, he had to have known, all that stuff. And Tony Battiti having meetings with the coaches and the ADs of the other schools and listening to them, like, that's the last group you would listen to. I wouldn't want to hear Jim Harbaugh's opinion on something going on at Ohio State.
because I would just dismiss it out of hand. So a lot of this is like, well, this is the biggest, this is terrible, this is awful. They're doing the same thing, just in a different way. They all are stealing signs, and they are all using advanced scouts, depending on how you define them, in different ways to steal those signs. And so you can't, you know, I caution, I don't really care what happens here, right? I caution anybody who says, you know, an organization that says, well, we're just going to go on it because we're going to suspend Jim Harbaugh for the rest of the year because we think he should have known. That isn't how it should work. And if it's too slow or whatever, but what if he didn't? I mean, on the second day of this, I looked at this case differently than most. And I thought, what I see is Connor Stallions. This was my possible theory on the case, and maybe it proves to be wrong. It hasn't yet. Connor Stallions is a guy in his 20s, overeager, wants to be the Michigan head coach one day, has a 600-page manifesto about how he'll be the head coach and what he'll do. He gets attention as a young coach for being able to decipher these codes and break the codes, and he's from the Naval Academy, and he's selling himself as this wizard at it, and Michigan knows he's stealing the codes. They know they're breaking down the signals. They just don't know how he's putting his thumb on the scale to be so good at it. He's not going to volunteer that information because it makes him look A, guilty, get him fired, or less of a genius. So he's pumping himself up and not telling anyone. Most conspiracies in this country, although everyone wants to believe they're vast, they're usually very small. I don't think there's a very, very plausible case that he told no one and acted on his own. I don't know that that's it, but there's a very plausible explanation on that. I think everybody, including the NCAA and the Big Ten, went running in saying, Harbaugh had to know, everybody had to know, Michigan had to know. And when you're going in on that route and then you're not even doing due process, you put yourself over a barrel and you open Pandora's box. And so whether Jim Harbaugh gets suspended or not, or Michigan gets punished, many of those things should happen. I just would caution anyone to just say, well, we have one worldview here, and it's because a bunch of other football coaches who aren't really paying attention, aren't really deep thinkers, just want Jim Harbaugh gone. That's a dangerous way for the NCAA and the Big Ten to operate. And it's dangerous for all the other coaches too, because today it's Harbaugh, tomorrow it's you.
If I said that you could find out what Harbaugh knew or find out who gift wrapped this investigation for the NCAA, well,
which would I choose?
Yeah.
I'm of the belief Harbaugh didn't know. Now should he have been more curious? Should he have been more? I think I know that. I think Harbaugh didn't know. Should he have been more curious? Should he have been more walking in that grad assistant room yelling, anybody breaks a rule and costs me my job, I'm going to kill you. You know, all that stuff. He's terrible manager of his staff, right? He's got all sorts of problems. It's not pertinent to the case who hired the PI. It doesn't matter, but I don't really care I don't care about sign stealing. I don't care what Michigan's put. As purely a media vulture, yeah, I want to know who hired them, because somebody hired them hoping the NCAA would fall for the okie doke and go with this and not think this through. And it worked perfectly. And if nothing else than to tip my cap at whoever plotted this thing out, they weren't really outraged by sign stealing, is my guess. There's not a sign stealing, hardcore anti sign stealer out there that just said, this is too much. They wanted to get Michigan. They got Michigan. For the soap opera aspect that I like, I'd want to know that.
Good to talk to you, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo sports columnist, New York Times bestselling author. Yeah, we've talked about if these other schools are sharing signs, are they guilty of doing sort of the same thing that Michigan is guilty of, or at least accused of? Maybe we find out something today. Maybe Michigan is trying to negotiate something here. Jim Harbaugh keeps saying it never got to him. Maybe it didn't. But let's let it play out. It's when we jump to the end because everybody has to have a hot take. Don't have a hot take. Make a phone call. Do some investigation. Report on this. Not, oh, he must be guilty. Okay. Oh, you got to fire him. Okay. I just want to know, a couple of things. Did the coordinators know anything? And that's where I would ask. I would start there with the coordinators with Michigan. If I'm Big Ten, I go, come on in. Who did he share the information with? Did you two coordinators get any information? They got two really good coordinators, by the way, at Michigan, offense and defensive coordinator. I just want to know. He shared that information with you. Did you share that with Coach? All right. Get my answers there. At least start there. But as far as suspending him, two games, $10,000, that's what they're allowed to. But if it goes for more than that, if you suspend him indefinitely, does Michigan fight this? Michigan fights this until the end of the season. They're still investigating Michigan for what happened during COVID with recruiting. They're not going to get around to this till Harbaugh is in the NFL in a couple of years. Or maybe back in college after being in the NFL. Like, man, oh man. So Dan Wetzel says, whatever it is, just make it even, because the actions of Connor Stallions and the actions that Ohio State, Rutgers, and Purdue allegedly engaged in are the exact same thing. Stealing signs. Sharing information with somebody else. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up and update the poll results right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
As Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports points out, why is the NCAA aggressively investigating Michigan but not Purdue and the others? Why is the Big Ten threatening to suspend Harbaugh indefinitely but does not seem to care about anybody else? Why is the NCAA not immediately sending investigators to Ohio State and Rutgers to find out who else received these reports? Why is the Big Ten not instantly warning future opponents of Purdue, Ohio State, and Rutgers that the competitive integrity of their games are in doubt, considering past behavior? There's a whole lot going on with this, and I don't know if anything happens with this, but we probably will get some kind of clarity by tomorrow, according to Dan Wetzel, who's been covering this. Aaron Rodgers with Pat McAfee, and of course, there's the speculation, is he going to be able to come back? He said something in an offhanded way to Derwin James of the Chargers that, hey, maybe in 3 weeks. Well, he was joking. So here is Aaron Rodgers on his return table.
Yeah, I said it smiling, joking. You know, he was talking about how you know, he's excited for me to get back on the field at some point. I joked that it'd be a few weeks, but obviously it's going to be more than a couple weeks.
So a couple's two, a few's three.
Yep.
A Rushmore is four.
That's I'm aware of this. I'm aware of this.
So yeah, I'm just saying, it's gonna be a few Fortnites.
It'll be a few Fortnites.
Okay. If you're young and you may not be aware of a Fortnite. Paulie, would you give us the definition of Fortnite?
It's a phrase used in still in Great Britain and originates from Great Britain and the British colonies. It comes from the Old English and is literally a shortened form of 14 nights. And in reference to, people said this was their pay schedule or their vacation schedule. Like, I'm going to be gone for a fortnight because you got 2 weeks of vacation. Okay. Or I'm going to get paid in a fortnight.
Okay.
So it's 14 days.
That was Aaron Rodgers, courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show. I think he would love to be able to give a time frame, but you can't. And if you're going to do it, maybe he could come back. And speaking to somebody yesterday, and this was an orthopedic surgeon, and I just wanted to know this kind of surgery. And it's been around for a while. It just it hasn't really been brought to light with a marquee athlete. And I kept thinking, well, why wouldn't Kevin Durant know about this? Or did he know about this? Did he choose to go with something that is more standard procedure with Achilles surgery? And you know, the fact that Aaron Rodgers found somebody who does this kind of pushes the envelope. I'll go back to a surgeon who worked on my knee, and Dr. Ting in San Francisco, world-renowned, was the Giants physician, San Jose Sharks physician. And when I went to see him, this is a long, long time ago, and he said, we're growing cartilage in a Petri dish. And they were doing it in Germany. And he said, would you be interested in us growing cartilage in a Petri dish and trying to reattach that to your knee? And I chose not to. Now, I did the microfracture surgery where they drill into your knee. They try to see if there's any anything that you could get cartilage growing. And they just went in there and they said it's a dead knee. There was nothing in there that they could attach it to. But just the fact that there's so much modern medicine, and a lot of it's outside the United States, where it doesn't get FDA approved to be in the United States. And that's why people go outside sometimes for cancer treatment. But if this helps Aaron Rodgers get back, maybe by week 16, week 17, is that something that he would be interested in just saying, I proved it to you. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play. Or maybe I'm just going to play for a little bit, but I'm going to show you that I can get out on the field. And I asked the orthopedic surgeon, I said, is there a reasonable time frame? And he said, no, because if you were my patient, I wouldn't give you a time frame. I wouldn't say, you know what, you're going to be back in X number of weeks, because that's not fair to what your body is going to be able to do. And this is a major surgery here. And to come back just as a regular person, he said, I wouldn't give you that time frame. And no doctor is going to give you that kind of time frame. Now, he said, Aaron Rodgers may push for this and say, help me understand. Like, what's the best case scenario? That's it. But another thing is, when you're throwing passes on the sidelines, there's no pass rush, no quick movements, none of that. Being able to practice, being able to play, those are two different things. And he was saying, if you were just getting ready to walk, just trying to come back and walk, I still wouldn't give you a time frame. And I said, okay. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder if a generation from now we're discussing this and saying, you know, Jimmy Lipper from the Bears, he got the Aaron Rodgers. Oh, he got the Aaron Rodgers? He'll be back in.
Oh, so he's going to get the Tommy John credit?
He's going to get the Tommy John. And I think Aaron Rodgers would love to have that as part of his legacy.
Like, sure.
Oh, dude, Jimmy Lipper got the Aaron Rodgers. He'll be back in 9 weeks.
I like that. I like that. We'll get some phone calls in here. By the way, this is something that's bothering Paulie, because he's finally realized that Chet Holmgren can play. Paulie had his doubts when he saw Chet Holmgren in high school. Now Chet Holmgren is playing second year, injured his first year, didn't play a game last year. And Paulie goes, who should be rookie of the year this year, Victor Wembanyama or Chet Holmgren? And then Paulie said, I have a problem that Chet Holmgren is eligible for rookie of the year.
I have very mixed feelings on this one. I think we've done this before with like Blake Griffin or Ben Simmons.
Ichiro.
But like Blake, Chet Holmgren's rookie year was 2022-2023. He didn't play. Should your rookie year be the year you were supposed to be a rookie or your first full year playing in the NBA? Because he is eligible to win Rookie of the Year over Wembanyama.
He could sit out for 5 years, doesn't make him a better player. When you play, it makes you a better player.
Right.
Therefore, this is his rookie year. He's playing. He watched. I don't think that made him any better.
I guess, I know, and I'm not sure where I side on this one. But it
like Ichiro being Rookie of the Year, and he came over and he's, what, 26?
Yeah.
27? Already established as one of the great hitters in baseball? Chet Holmgren was injured.
If you guys, all right, well, where do you guys weigh in on this? If you miss your rookie year due to injury or any reason,
you're eligible. Yeah. I don't have any problem with that. Okay. All right. Back row. All right, Seton.
I don't know. It's not really your rookie year. I mean, I get the whole red shirt freshman thing, but it's not really.
You know the All-Star game, they have that rookie,
not really.
Rookies versus sophomores game?
Yeah.
Which one would he play in?
Rookie.
Hmm.
Marvin, you know basketball. Go to you. Should Chet Holmgren be eligible for Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, why not?
All right, fine.
Yeah, but that's not a real take.
I don't think he wants to. I think Marvin doesn't want to delve in because it's one. You can see both angles.
Look, he redshirt, like he didn't play, so he's technically a rookie. Arvydas Sabonis was 41 when he got to the NBA.
That is not true.
He was 31 or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm sure he played on the all-rookie team or he made the all-rookie team or something like that.
Seton O'Connor.
Can we talk about how odd it is, though, that this is going to be the next great rivalry for hopefully, you know, the next 10 years or something, and it's two dudes with crazy handles that are both 7 foot plus?
I know.
That's unbelievable.
Okay.
How, the timing, the how odd that is to have one, but then to have two at the exact same time that somehow both are rookies this year, whatever, but... It's the same time.
What happens first? We change the dimensions of the basketball floor, or we raise the basket. In our lifetime, will we change the width, length, maybe width even more so, of the basketball floor because where we're headed? Yes, Eden?
How would that impact the game, changing the width and length of the floor?
Well, you'd have more movement, I think. I think the bigger these guys are, if you watch an NBA game...
Is that to move the three-point line back partially?
You could do that as well. But I'd love to have the commissioner on just to ask him, just down the road, could you see where we change the dimensions of an NBA basketball floor?
Do you think what's hampering that is... I mean, I know the answer is the cost to the arenas.
Could be.
Because then you're putting back a row of seats, or you're removing a row of seats... The next
well, show. It's like all hockey arenas aren't the same size.
Right.
I gotta go, wait, what? Yeah, because, you know, of the proximity of the seats and the cost of moving that. Yeah, Seton.
There's a great question back to something we were just talking about from Brad on the Twitter.
Okay.
Is this Jordan Love's rookie year? Essentially.
He was on the sidelines in uniform, and he played.
Doesn't matter.
He did play.
It's kind of Jordan Love's rookie season.
If he were a baseball player,
yeah, he wasn't hurt. He played. He was in uniform. Not the same. He played a game. He started a game against Kansas City.
Oh, whatever.
Come on.
Whatever.
When Mahomes played his second year, was that his rookie year? The answer is no.
What about if you get a paycheck, then you're not a rookie?
Final hour on the way. We're going to arm wrestle here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.